There's still plenty more to parse through from this week's presidential debate, including President Trump's response when asked by moderator Chris Wallace if he'd urge his supporters not to engage in any civil unrest during the election.
President Trump, you
go
first.
I'm urging my supporters to go into the polls and watch very carefully, because that's what has to happen. I am urging them to do it.
In fact, the president's campaign and the Republican Party are mobilizing a group of 50,000 volunteers to watch the polls across the country this election. But is that legal? Joining us now is Myrna Perez, director of the Brennan Center's Voting Rights and Elections Program. Myrna, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
So we just heard on a national debate stage the president urging his supporters to mobilize, to go to the polls, to watch what's happening. What do you think about that?
It's going to be a gross understatement, but I would say it is unconstructive, unhelpful, and really disappointing. Right now, there are some real anxiety, largely created by politicians in the Beltway, about what's going to happen on Election Day. There has been a discrediting of our vote-by-mail system, which every state in the country has used. There is a reference to anti-democratic and violent groups being at the polls. What we should be hearing right now from our political leaders is assuredness that we're going to do everything we can as a country to make sure that the Elections Day goes smoothly.
Well, we also heard at the debate, the president said that his supporters were turned away at a voting site in Philadelphia when they tried to observe people voting there, implying, without evidence, we should say, that something malicious was going on. Can you just clarify whether
Sure.
or not those people had any right to be there in the first place?
Look, every state has different rules regarding who can observe and how they can observe and what rules they need to follow. There are some guidelines across the country that apply in every state. You can't intimidate voters. You can't discriminate against voters. You can't interfere with their right to vote. I wasn't there in Pennsylvania. I don't know what the call should have been. What I will say is that for anybody who is intending to go to the polls as the arbiter of who is eligible to vote and who isn't, you got to be really, really careful, because there are laws protecting voters. And you could be in a position where not only were you doing something unconstructive, you were doing something illegal. So my hope is that folks are going to leave the observing to the professionals, and that our democracy works best when all of us are participating.
Under normal circumstances, under legal circumstances, what are poll watchers looking for and what are they allowed to do?
Well, again, it's not the normal. It's the what is like most typical across the country, I think is probably a better way to phrase it. So poll observers need to figure out if they need to be credentialed. Some states require them to be credentialed in order to be official. If you're not going to be credentialed, there are other protocols that you need to place. People need to be mindful of where they can be observing. States do have a zone where voters are supposed to be free from electioneering and intimidation. And causing a disruption at the polling place often violates a bunch of state and federal laws. So I don't want your listeners to be overly worried. There are protections for them. And there are lots and lots of groups, including election administrators, including churches, including organizations like mine, that are working really, really hard to try and make sure that no lines are crossed. I would also remind folks that I do think the folks threatening all these observers are hoping that people stay home because they're worried about what happens at the polls. And my hope is, don't let them win. Get out there and vote. We need to hear from all Americans now.
As you hinted at the beginning, this is not the only way that the president is undermining the confidence in the voting process this year. He's also claiming with zero evidence that there will be widespread ballot fraud this election. I mean, just big picture, Myrna. Do you think that this is successfully threatening the integrity of our election system?
I don't know about successful, because I do think a lot of people see the discrediting as what it is, which is an attempt to call into question an election that hasn't happened yet. And it's to afford some wiggle room for some maneuvering after the election. Most people are not falling for it, but I do think it is very distasteful and it bedraggles like our democracy to have politicians behave in this way. And I do think that that is certainly disappointing to some people, to say the least.
Mirna Perez, director of the Brennan Center's Voting Rights and Elections Program. Thanks for speaking with us. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much.